when those people were sitting around humming, they were geeky people, and people didn't think there was much money involved at all. I mean,
well, it was prohibited.
Right.
There was no, at the time, you know, for the first 2 decades of the internet, it was a government research project with, you know, some private cooperation. But one of the ground rules was that you couldn't make money.
There's no access to the internet for private companies. It was just like universities. You know, for all of those years when these folks were sitting around humming, there was no money being made. Nobody thought it was very big. It was academic-y and researchy, and right. So I don't know when like the big bucks are involved. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think this is so important for all of us to think about, because imagine all of these scenarios, like Google's got all this money, so now its bits are going to move faster than the other guys. And then it's going to be even better. You say, well, God, you know, I really have to use the Google search engine because the other search engines are really slow. And then we go back to the next thought, which is that maybe they'll control what I find when I search on it. We already talked about that one. So
this is one of the reasons to argue for network neutrality is to enable competition at the application level, to allow the upstarts to have the same opportunity as the established providers like Google, right? So that's another argument for neutrality at the network level.
I mean, that's one of the, you know, astonishing things that's happened over and over again, you know, with the internet. And I think this is one of David Reed's point, that things like voice over IP, you know, internet telephone calls, you know, it was just done by a couple of guys. They just say, hey, wow, you know, I'll bet, you know, all we got to do is got to get a microphone and some way to digitize what people say and turn them into these packets that look like that. And we'll make our own protocol. It'll be, you know, protocol number 5974, and we'll just make it up, and anybody who wants to sit on the other end and take one of these calls, and, you know, we can make the thing act like a telephone, which was completely unimaginable when the internet started.
Or streaming video, the same.
Or streaming video.
You know, real players, that stuff.
It was just too slow. I mean, it would, you know, you could barely pass character text messages over the internet in the 70s when it first started. So all of these protocols were, you know, the internet protocol, this packet passing protocol, was worked out at a time when it was not even thinkable that you could use it for video or audio even. And it did take an IBM to throw their research lab at this. It just took, you know, a couple of guys who could reliably assume that their packets, once they got into the internet, the packets with their internet telephone calls in them, in the data part of it, would get treated, you know, and passed along quickly, just like email and, you know, and everything else. And so, you know, they didn't need to know anything about what was happening in the middle, except that some assurance that those service providers and the people, the switches in the middle, would pass the packets along just the way the internet protocol says.